It's one of the most emblematic missing persons cases in modern Mexican history. The forced abduction and disappearance of 43 students from the Ayotzinapa Teachers College on September 26, 2014. Some, but not all, remains have been found. All 43 are presumed to have been killed. In the weeks and months following the students' disappearance, the calls for justice from family members and survivors who managed to escape grew into a nationwide movement.
En México no hay justicia.
Felipe de la Cruz, a father of one of the survivors, became a leader in the movement. He says after 7 years of activism, the calls for government accountability have only grown.
Personally, and as a victim, because I am the father of one of the survivors, I don't believe I will ever rest until we have truth and justice, and until those who are responsible are punished, because 43 families continue to suffer the torment every day and night of not knowing where their children are.
Demonstrations commemorating the anniversary of the students' disappearance are now held every year in Mexico. For some, the work of demanding answers from the government has become a full-time job. Manuel Velázquez, one of the students who escaped, has also been one of the loudest voices of the movement. After years of protesting against the government, today he serves as a lawmaker in Mexico's Congress, seeking to reform policies related to cases of torture and abduction, and place more responsibility on federal officials in cases of missing persons.
I never imagined I would be here, let alone involved in the social movements. My family and the town where I'm from are never involved in social movements because it's an area largely controlled by criminals, and people don't usually speak up.
Following a botched investigation in the case of the missing students and evidence linking their disappearance to members of the Mexican military and federal police, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, established a special commission to find out what really happened. Mexican authorities recently announced that new forensic evidence has opened another line of investigation in the case of the Ayotzinapa 43. And every year, Mexico's president continues to meet with the family members and survivors of the massacre to personally update them on the ongoing investigation.
As Mexico marks 7 years since the disappearance of the 43 students, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will update family members and survivors on the status of arrest warrants that have been issued against federal officials who are believed to have participated in a cover-up of the missing persons investigation.
Since records began in 1964, Mexico has recorded more than 91,000 cases of missing persons. Despite a massive social movement and continuous efforts to reform the law, it's clear the country still has a long way to go to truly address the challenges linked to forced disappearances. Manuel Rápalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.